talking about. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth.
They say one man's trash is another man's treasure. They say that you can take advantage of others' misfortunes. They say there has been no communication between Trey Hendrickson and the Cincinnati Bengals. Actually, it's not they who said that. It was
he,
Trey Hendrickson, who said that. He said there's been no communication. There's been no progress towards reaching mutual goals. And the reason we bring this up is, of course, because the Packers could still really use a productive edge guy. They could use a guy who gets, what did he have, 17 and a half? Was that the number I've been seeing everywhere?
Yeah, it was a decent season.
17 and a half sacks. Trey Hendrickson wants to get paid what he has done, what he is worth. And it doesn't feel like the Cincinnati Bengals are interested in paying him what he wants to be paid. So yesterday, I'm sure you saw it on social media, he stepped in front of some microphones, told his side of the story. Sounds like he's really upset about the way this has been handled. He said it's personal, talked about shark attacks. Can the Packers somehow take advantage of this? If you're Brian Gutekunst, Chewy, have you or have you not made a call to the Cincinnati Bengals to see if there's a trade package you can put together that would get Trey Hendrickson in green and gold?
I would say no.
You would not call.
I would call, but Goody won't. I mean, he's 30, and you'd have to give him a new contract, and you'd have to give up draft capital, and that is just not in Goody's wheelhouse. But listening to Adam, he doesn't sound like he's going to get traded anyways. And it does happen, you know. Didn't it happen with Justin Jefferson where he said if Cousins leaves here, I'm leaving too. And then he signs his deal.
Got the biggest wide receiver contract in NFL history.
But do you think that's what the Bengals are going to do with Trey Hendrickson?
No, I don't think they're going to give him a contract. See, that's the interesting thing here to me is, does Trey Hendrickson believe he deserves a contract on the level of Max Crosby?
No, he said he doesn't want that. He says he doesn't need to be the highest paid, but he needs to be paid fairly.
Yeah, because again, he's a little bit older than those guys. He is 30 years old. What's fair? Third highest guy? Highest pass rusher? Top five money?
I mean, he's not a one-hit wonder.
No, he's done it back-to-back seasons now where he's had those 17 sacks.
Yeah, he's pretty damn good.
Fourth consecutive Pro Bowl season.
Yeah. The problem with this is there's trickle-downs. There's trickle-downs.
What's the trickle-down?
Elgton Jenkins.
Well, that's already going on.
No, I know it is, but he looks at that and he's, I mean, these guys, once they get to a number, they're like, hey, I got to get paid quickly because I'm going to be done with this soon. And I know what Elgton Jenkins thinking. He's like, sure, I'll move to center, but I want to be taken care of. So the fact that he is not going to be part of the offseason workout concerns me, because to me it sounds like, all right, ooh my arm, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you do? Clearly, the guy who gets cold.
Jacob Monk.
You know what we'd be great at? You know where they have the one guy's got his back turned to the board? We would dominate that game. Am I right?
But the pyramid game?
Yeah.
The guy who gets cold.
And he was like that.
Yeah.
So he has an allergy to cold water.
Thank you for the housekeeping.
Yeah, but I'm limited to so many words. I can't use all those. So.
Cold water allergy.
So, yes.
Nah. So guy who gets cold.
So he's clearly not ready to play. Because Goody would say, well, there's going to be competition at center. And then you mix in the Zach Tom drama, who should be getting an extension. I'm a little concerned.
So you're saying there's no reason to be even having this conversation because it's not something the Packers will do because of his age and because of what the implications might be in the locker room.
Do you guys think they'll do it?
Gabe?
I don't.
Not do it. Do you think they should kick the tires on it?
Yeah,
I think Goody should make a call and see, hey, sounds like things aren't going real well over there. What would it take to get him in Green Bay?
See what the price would be, A, for the compensation, and see if you can backdoor some sort of conversation to find out what would make him happy for a contract extension.
Goody doesn't kick tires, or he would have kicked the tires on Devontae Adams. He never even called.
Yeah.
So I don't see the other element
of that is that he trusts his draft picks implicitly.
Yes.
And they did address, at least later in the draft, they did address it. Right? They think they did.
Who do you think has more sacks this year? Barron Sorrell or
okay, that's not a Trey fair question. Well, Trey Hendrickson might not see the field. Okay?
Factor that into the bet.
Digs his heels
factor
in.
Factor that into the bet. But yeah, you addressed it potentially for the future. And those fourth round guys, again, we've seen the Packers have success with guys who were drafted later at that position. Aaron Kampman was a fourth round pick, but it took him, you know, 3 or 4 years before he became, Aaron Kampman, who's got double digit sacks and is one of the better guys at rushing the passer in the league. Same thing with KGB. Mm-hmm. Like, it took him a while to develop. So I would expect the same for him. And I'm not expecting Sorrell to be more than a rotational piece in 2025. When Goody thought that they were close in 14, or excuse me, when Ted Thompson thought they were close in 14, he went out and got Julius Peppers.
Yes.
And Peppers was a little bit older, but still had an impact certainly on that team. I'm curious to see if Goody does that when he believes the team is close and maybe that veteran piece is the one that's away.
But Peppers was he just a free agent?
He was just a free agent.
So they didn't have to give up draft capital to go get him. The double whammy is just not his MO, right? I mean, it'd be nice. But based upon what he said in the offseason about the defensive line, how he still has confidence in him.
He said the same thing about the wide receiver room and then took two in the first three rounds.
He's a liar.
At what point does the situation at that position in Green Bay become untenable? On SI.com, Bill Huber wrote an article, and this stood out to me. Hendrickson has only 9 fewer pressures than Gary, Engabare, and Van Ness combined. Hendrickson alone has only 9 fewer quarterback pressures than those 3 Packers players combined. At some point, it feels like this guy could be a game changer. And Chewy, you're right. You would have to break tradition. You'd have to go outside your comfort zone in order to bring a guy like that in. But couldn't he be the guy that you've been hoping for on the line, Gabe?
That's why I'm curious to see if Goody does anything when he thinks this team's actually close to winning a Super Bowl. When it seems like they're on the doorstep. Because right now, it doesn't seem like they're necessarily there. They're a competitive team. They're a good team. But they've been the 7 seed the last 2 years and unceremoniously were bounced in the first round. Granted by the champs. But if, you know, they're a team like the Lions were 2 years ago when they made it to the NFC Championship game and looked like they were close. Okay, does he then sprinkle in the veterans at that point? Like, does he ever change the way he's building this? Or is that just the way it's going to be? Because again, Ted Thompson broke every once in a while and would sprinkle in that veteran piece.
I wonder if he's waiting for teams to get out of the way. And what I mean by that is like, okay, San Francisco, why they have them? Well, they don't because we just did the power rankings.
That's what we did yesterday. Okay.
Hey, that was fair. That was fair.
At least it didn't come from Joshy because he would have used up his last one.
Joshy shot his wad. So San Francisco's kind of out of the way, right? They're in a retool. So will Detroit and Philly lost some players?
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So are they in a retool? So he's like, okay, maybe if I wait one more year and then get after it and then make a move like that, these teams will be depleted, but the problem is you got like Washington, right? Washington, who's got a hell of a quarterback up and coming. Who knows what happens with Minnesota? I wonder if that creeps into his head at all. Because we kind of had to wait till Dallas kind of got out, because Dallas was so good.
I hear what you're saying, and it makes sense from a macro standpoint.
Yeah.
But man, Chu, I got to think that like they are so tunnel vision focused on building their roster and what's going on inside their building. I think peripherally, you can kind of keep an eye on the trajectory of all of the teams in the NFC, but I feel like that would bog you down really quick.
Yeah,
because to your point, how devastating is it that you're going, oh, this team's taking a step back, San Fran, but this team's taking a step forward. And like, I don't know that you could ever make decisions based on the landscape of the league.
Yeah,
but I mean, we've seen, again, Ron Wolf, after Randy Moss came in, first 3 picks the following draft, all cornerbacks. right? So, I mean, we've seen Packers general managers react to, you know, the environment around them. Granted, that's a little different, I would say, than San Francisco, because Minnesota's directly in your division. You had to see Randy Moss twice a year, and you saw, okay, if we want to compete in this division, we want to compete with that team, we got to slow that guy down. So that's a little bit different, and it's kind of directly going after that instead of going, okay, can I time my, you know, when we have our peak right?
Because I don't think this offense is going to be the same type of offense in 3 years from now if they continue to have success. Because what he's doing is like, hey, we kind of have to run the ball right now because our receivers are meh. Let these guys develop, become studs. Josh Jacobs will be gone by then. And then we'll just plug in a good back, and then we'll throw the ball because we'll have three or four legit receivers.
Good tight end.
I don't see them doing it. You see them doing this 3 years from now? Well, it's
no.
Grind it out.
Because they pivoted part of the way through last year.
Yeah, because they had to.
A, because partially because of the injury to Jordan. B, because of the receivers. And C, Josh Jacobs is just that good. But yeah, 3 years from now, I can't imagine that they're going to be a team that's running the ball more than 50% of the time.
I agree.
Chewy, are you aware of what the numbers are for Hendrickson? This past year, $15.8 million base salary. So I actually feel bad for the guy. I actually feel bad for him because every other guy who has performed at that level,
yeah,
their teams went, we want to keep you. You're very valuable. You're important to our success. Here's a contract extension. The numbers, Garrett signed a contract extension, $40 million. Hunter signed an extension, $35.6 million. We talked about Crosby already at $35.5 million. And I love the line that he said about, like, I'm not going to apologize for the going rate for a good guy at my position. I can't apologize for that. Why should I have to?
You're dealing with Mike Brown.
Yeah.
Mike Brown's tighter than two coats of paint.
Right? And I would feel for T. Higgins as well, who took a below market deal, yeah, presumably, to, okay, because now we can retain some of these guys. Like Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're not winning anything. Well, we'll win games, but without him, because even the DN that they drafted in the first round is sitting out till he gets a deal. You know? Mm-hmm.
Should he sit out, you?
Yeah. Absolutely. I would have never said that 20 years ago because it just wasn't in our makeup back then. But now, yeah, absolutely.
It's 2025. When somebody from the organization sending you a letter.
Yeah, that's.
Like, and he said, hey, this is personal now. Yeah, like that's okay. I've got a phone. I've got email. You can't text. You can't call.
Yeah, but Mike Brown is like old school.
Sure, but making you know? The coach.
Is he dictating Zach Taylor's behavior?
Of course he is. Yes, that comes from the top.
Yeah.
Hey, coach, send this guy a letter to remind him that he gets fined if he's not here for the mandatory part of offseason.
Well, but the other thing I'll tell you is if he does sit out, no less wear on the tires.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay,
you could sit there and go, oh, he's 31, but he's a young 31.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the way Goody thinks.
And I said, you remember I said this years ago? When these owners started doing that?
When you took out the city of Cincinnati?
No, when I said players are going to start going, ugh, my hamstring's killing me to get paid. So my guess is there'll be some type of mysterious injury where they can't do anything and they got to pay him.
Yeah.
Which is,
we saw T.J. Watt do this a couple of years ago before he got his contract with the Steelers.
Yeah.
It wasn't a holdout. He showed up, he reported, because if you don't report, that's when the fines can come. That can't be rescinded.
Mm-hmm.
You show up, and suddenly there's an injury that's keeping you out of practice, keeping you out of getting ready for the season.
Mm-hmm.
For your next night out, revel in the fusion and artistry and flavor with Sushi at St. Kate. It offers guests an elevated experience where freshness and creativity converge in every bite. St. Kate, the Arts Hotel, introduces the addition of an exciting new sushi menu to its culinary repertoire. Indulge in the finest seafood, freshest ingredients, expert craftsmanship for an inspired and delectable dining journey. Experience the art of sushi at St. Kate. Learn more at stkatearts.com. That's stkatearts.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Gabe, it'll change your life. Everything, any barbecue you eat for the rest of your life will be measured against Bucky's.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Hit it. That next best round of golf for you, well, it's going to happen at the Wisconsin Country Club. That's what I did. I became a member a couple of years ago. No assessments, no food and beverage minimums, just a beautiful golf course that is fun and challenging. It's my favorite thing. I also enjoy the practice area. I'm probably don't have a ton of time today, not enough time to go play a full round or even nine holes. I'm going to go hit some balls on the range, work on the game a little bit, and You can too if you join the Wisconsin Country Club. Also has tennis and pickleball courts, a pool with themed Sunday Fundays each and every week. So get started today. Do what I did. Become a member. Visit thewisconsincountryclub.com for membership info. The Wisconsin Country Club, just a fair way away.
I heard a story back in the day about how at these like charity events, these functions where they do raffles, you used to be able to rig the raffle by taping a coin to a ticket. So you tape a penny to the ticket that you wanted to win or whatever, a quarter or whatever. And then when the person puts their hand in, they would dig around for the quarter or the penny or whatever, and they would just flick it off with their nail, flick off the coin, and then pull up the ticket. And that was how you, oh, it's so-and-so. And then, you know, that person would win the raffle, and that's how you rigged it. I don't see the same technology working with ping pong balls, but with the NBA lottery and the Mavs, the team that did the trade of the century with Luka Doncic this past year, winning the NBA lottery, certainly got people's conspiracy theorizing going. And Chewy, you asked if the actual lottery could be rigged. Why not?
Can you fill the ball full of a little bit of water or something?
Well, because they, you
or
don't
make
reach,
it lighter, fill all the other ones.
You don't reach in and grab it, like comes out of the, just, yeah. Instead of the, whoop, and just you grab it.
Yeah, but if you put water in,
suction thing.
Good sound.
That was good. If you put water in all the other ones except the Mavs, I mean, the lightest one's going to get sucked up,
that's
right?
That's a good point. It's a good point. Wouldn't you be able to see the water,
but
though?
It's like a combination of like how they do it. It's like multiple ping pong balls, if you've ever watched the NBA do this. However, it's funny because people are, Ernst & Young is the firm that that helps the NBA with this to make sure it's a good process. They were fined like $100 million by the SEC for ethical violations like just a couple of years ago. So it's not like this firm that the NBA uses, you know, is necessarily on the
squeaky
up and up
clean,
either.
Yeah.
Yes.
I understand why the thought process was that. And maybe there was this idea of we send Luka to LA, the number one market, we'll give you Cooper Flagg. That's how it will all shake out. I generally don't think that's how it is. You know, I always remember these conversations happening around Derrick Rose to Chicago as well. What year would that have been, Gabe?
Derrick Rose? What is that? Was that 2008?
I'm going to look it up. Derrick Rose lottery.
2007, 2008, something like that.
Sounds about right. I wish I remembered exactly the year that it was, but it was the year that obviously Derrick Rose ended up being the Bulls got the number one pick, and Derrick Rose was the number one pick, and he went to his hometown team. 2008, maybe?
Yeah. But what's also crazy about the lottery, only four players, and you could actually whittle it down to three, and I'll tell you why in a second. Only four players have ever been the number one overall pick and won a championship with that franchise.
Why don't they do it like the NFL?
Because they want to dissuade tanking.
That's the reason?
That's the reason.
It seems like it actually promotes tanking. Because the more you get there,
the bigger percentage.
It feels like there's a lot more teams tanking in the NBA than there are the NFL.
Yeah, no, I would agree.
He's saying that's why the NFL won't do it this way. Because this way promotes tanking.
No, I mean, the NBA thinks that this way does not
promote
tanking.
It's an attempt to dissuade.
Yes, it's an attempt to dissuade tanking.
It is a failure in process.
But you still get better odds, right? Like,
but the team with the worst record hasn't gotten the first pick in 7 years now.
Really?
Been 7 years since that.
So there's a bunch of teams who are then viable to, once you're one of those bottom tier teams, you're now in a jumble of a mess. So now, instead of having 2-3 teams trying to have the worst record, you have 6, 7, 8.
Mm-hmm. What would an NFL lottery look like?
Yeah, it's just the same thing, same way they do it. I mean, every other sport other than the NFL does a lottery. NHL, MLB, they all kind of just jumble it up. And
so how many teams are involved in the lottery?
All the non-playoff teams are in the lottery.
I don't think I like that. Because what was Dallas's percentage of?
1.8%.
Yeah.
Not a fan of it.
It was less than 2% to win.
I mean, the drama's good, and I'm pro-drama.
See, I don't think the drama's that interesting. Like, I think most people that aren't focused on sports aren't really locked into the lottery process. They look at it after the case and go, oh, that's interesting. Another one of these lotteries seems to fit so nicely into a situation where it'd be a good story. And I think that's probably people's extent of it.
Like, what's the gap between Cooper Flagg and the next guy?
pretty significant.
Yeah. Is it?
Uh-huh. Pretty significant.
What did we say Potawatomi had, Joshy? I know you might not have been on the show that night at Weekly Wager, but we were talking about how Potawatomi's odds now have jumped to like 10,000.
It's like an untouchable number.
That he's going to be the number one.
And it's been that way since basically the tournament, because I've been keeping an eye on that. It just seems like whenever there's these prospects, these guys that are the, like, this is the generational one, even though there's a generational guy every 3 or 4 years, those guys always seem to land themselves in places that aren't Utah, that aren't like the places you wouldn't want to see them. And that seems to be what everybody keys in on. There always seems to be a connection between one of these big time prospects ending up in a spot that would be best for the NBA economy.
So you're saying it's rigged?
I'm not saying either way or there. I'm saying there's a lot of evidence to support that maybe somebody who cast doubt on it.
Pretty sure you said it.
If I were to say, hey, I mean, maybe the league that was involved with fixing the games, still having referees who had 134 calls to that referee before that, maybe I would start to point at things like that.
I mean, in the NBA, there's been long, long rumors of, I mean, Jen mentioned going back to Derek, it goes back to Patrick Ewing.
Yes.
And like a frozen envelope to get Patrick Ewing to the New York Knicks. Like, there has been long whispered rumors of the NBA lottery and draft process being rigged. It is minus 10,000, by the way.
So let's bring this back to the Giannis Antetokounmpo quote unquote sweepstakes. I think I saw that Jay Williams was talking about why he believes the Mavericks should consider trading the top pick instead of drafting Cooper Flagg. And of course, that would be part of a package that they would try to put together to get Giannis. But I think one detail that should be brought up is Giannis obviously cares tremendously about loyalty. What would his interest level be in going to an organization? And I'm not saying he has, you know, he gets to dictate necessarily his destination, but where loyalty certainly was a topic of conversation when they dealt Luka Doncic the way that they did. Would that be a thing they'd have to work through, Gabe?
Potentially, but also I think if you're Giannis, and I understand loyalty, that's certainly a word that has come up quite a bit. I know that's something that Bobby Portis had mentioned when he was on the FanDuel TV show last week about Giannis and his loyalty. But once he decides to leave Milwaukee, I mean, you can't really worry about loyalty, because now if you're chasing that championship, yeah, maybe you go to one team for a couple of years, another team for a couple of years, and end up in that Kevin Durant space where now you're kind of chasing and trying to end up in the best situation so you can get that second championship. Like, you can't, yeah, loyalty is nice, but if you make the decision to leave, I don't think you have to be loyal to whatever organization you go to next.
Chewy, would the number one overall prospect in Cooper Flagg be enough to sway you into moving Giannis?
Alone? Just the number one pick?
No, they'd have to put together a bigger package than that, right?
Uh-huh. More picks, as opposed to more young players. Yeah, because Cooper Flagg seems like he's really good, but how many can't-miss guys have been number one? Oh, man, this guy's going to be a superstar. And injuries or whatever, you know, it's not a guarantee. He's still just a prospect.
Why do I always go to Zion? My brain immediately goes to Zion.
Because when Zion plays, he's fantastic. But it's the when he plays caveat. Because he's missed, but he's missed even more games than Jair. He's missed over half the games that he could have played in his career due to various injuries that he's had.
I mean, there will be a point in time where you have to think about moving Giannis, right? From an organizational standpoint? Or do you just...
Again, I am of the thinking that I ride out Giannis as long as I possibly can. Like, even to retirement. Because I think that there is...
Because you're loyal?
No, because I think there's a... I don't think I can... No matter what happens, no matter what package I get, like, Giannis is a once-in-a-50-year player for the Bucks. Literally once in 50 years. Mm-hmm. You have Kareem, you have Giannis. 50 years apart, winning championships. Whatever package I get, the odds are telling me I'm not going to be able to replace that. Yeah, maybe I can put together a competitive team, a fun team, maybe, that is able to, you know, have people come. But I think there's more value in me as an owner if I am able to have that lifelong Milwaukee Buck.
Would you have felt that same way if Aaron Rodgers was a model tenant?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you're a loyal guy. You're a nice guy.
Right, because I think as an owner, there's value in that, of having Giannis there, and then you can put up that statue. Because Giannis is getting a statue for Fice or for... Yeah, because Giannis is your guy.
Well, but also I think it's really important, Gabe, that you're mentioning like this wide drought of superstars in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Like, who was the last superstar Milwaukee had? Ray Allen? Was that where he was like...
He's not.
I loved covering Michael Redd. He was great. He was loyal. He was the guy year in and year out, but he wasn't a superstar in the NBA.
Was Ray Allen a superstar?
I mean, he was once an all NBA third team guy.
Yeah, but when your superstar is Kobe, Jordan,
yeah, that's what I'm
Shaq.
Saying. Yeah.
I'm not going Ray Allen.
No.
I'm just trying to think of who the last one was.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, he was a multiple time all star as a member of the Bucks.
Like, your studs are Favre, Star, Rodgers, Yount, Giannis.
Yeah.
Kareem wasn't here long enough.
Well, but he was a stud. He won a championship. Drafted by the organization.
But if you have to go all the way back to Kareem to find the last superstar for the Bucks, I think that context matters when you're talking about what will ownership do or what does ownership want to do to maintain some relevancy in the landscape.
Yeah, they had some really good players. Like, Ray Allen's a really good player.
Sure.
Hall of Famer. Yeah. And mentioned multiple-time All-Star, and they went to an Eastern Conference Finals with him.
So was,
but he's not on the same...
So was Forrest Gregg.
Yeah, really good player.
Yeah.
Really good player. But yeah, not one of those, like, franchise altering.
Yes.
The way that Giannis has been.
Correct.
And I would hold on to that for as long as I can, because there hasn't been that guy.
No.
I mean, who's Mr. Buck? Like, if we're saying, it's Robin Yount is synonymous with the Milwaukee Brewers. With the Packers, it's probably Bart, right? It's probably Bart who spent his entire career, and I know it's different with no free agency.
Sure.
Who's that guy for the Bucks?
I mean, Marcus Johnson, who obviously, has been around the franchise for a very long time, played in the late 70s and early 80s.
But he finished his career elsewhere.
I mean, McLaughlin for a while.
Yeah, I mean, John McLaughlin is probably the first name that came to my mind, because he's still obviously here in the community, obviously with his ties with the Mac Fund and starting that organization.
But
who's Mr. Buck?
Well, I'm saying it, not if you live here. I'm saying Pig's Knuckle, Arkansas. Milwaukee Bucks, what do you think of? And you can't say Giannis. They'd probably go,
maybe Doc Rivers, maybe.
I have no idea. Where if I go Portland Trail Blazers, probably still have no idea.
Man, you don't think of much of people in Pig's Knuckle, Arkansas, do you?
That's Sam Bowie. For all the wrong reasons. Because you could have had Jordan, right?
Isn't the Trailblazers Dame?
Yeah, Dame. They had some good teams. Arvydas Sabonis. They had some pretty good teams in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Rasheed Wallace.
Some reaction rolling in on the Carbless talk and text line. Chris in the 262 says Jabari Parker was supposed to be our dude.
Yeah. He went number two. And think about how stud that was supposed to be a great draft.
Yeah.
Andrew Wiggins, Jabari, and then Joel Embiid goes three. Embiid's been the best, but it's not like he won an MVP.
Yeah.
But he's had plenty of injury issues, played less than 20 games this year. The NBA draft is never a guarantee.
Yeah, like if I said Sixers, who do you go to? Quick.
Sixers?
Yeah.
AI.
Who's AI?
Julius Erving.
Allen Iverson.
Dr. Oh, come on.
Thank you.
No, you go Julius Erving.
Thank you.
Of course you do.
Although AI is a good one.
People lived before the 90s, Gabe.
Yeah.
You should really read a history book, okay?
You know who didn't live before the 90s?
Who?
Me!
That's a good point.
Well, technically.
We can go to break now.
Oh, thank you for the permission.
That's three. You're done. That's it.
What?
Use your last one.
With a dedicated Milwaukee team, Fifth Third Bank knows what success looks like. For 15 years, we've been serving businesses, organizations, and individuals in the area with a longstanding commitment to the healthcare and not-for-profit sectors. Whether it's expansion to commercial payments, Fifth Third offers a full suite of financial services and solutions to navigate your organization's complex needs. Experience the difference with Fifth Third Bank, National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm telling you, don't doubt his story. Because he heebie-jeebies at certain times to miss field goals.
Yeah.
Gabe, I showed you how he does the heebie-jeebies,
heebie-jeebie,
right?
Heebie-jeebie, heebie-jeebie,
you take your fingers and you rub them back and forth on your thigh and you go heebie-jeebie, heebie-jeebie. Swear the guy bats 100%.
So to call him a liar and he puts a curse on you?
Look, stupid. I'm not calling him a liar.
Yeah, you are.
On 94.5 ESPN.
There it is. This is an ad by BetterHelp. For Mental Health Awareness Month, BetterHelp surveyed 16,000 people across 23 countries for its first ever State of Stigma report. And they found this, guys. While 75% of people believe it is wise to seek support to get therapy, only 27% of Americans are actually doing it. When people hesitate to get help, it doesn't just affect them. It affects their families. It affects their workplaces. It affects entire communities. I have lost track of the number of stories I have done on people who have lost their lives to suicide. And I don't want that to be the case anymore. I don't want to do any more of those stories. And I don't want our communities to lose valuable people because they didn't seek help. It's why I'm partnering with BetterHelp, the world's largest online therapy platform, having served more than 5 million people globally. Look, it is hard to ask for help, but BetterHelp is trying to make it as easy as possible. It is convenient. You can join a session with the click of a button from the privacy of your home when it fits your schedule, and they can allow you to switch therapists at any time. So do me a favor. If this is something that you think you might benefit from, visit betterhelp.com/timeout to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/timeout. Carry me home. Looks like you're going to be needing internet access, or at least good Wi-Fi, to watch all of the NFL games in 2025. As each of the platforms have released or started to release their schedules, you know, you got the upfronts going on in New York where all of the organizations, the networks say, these are the things we're doing this year. This is why you should invest your ad dollars with us. You're starting to see some of the games roll out, and it turns out, guys, you are going to need 10 channels or streaming services in order to watch every NFL game in 2025. This is starting to feel out of control, Chew. Starting to feel crazy.
I feel okay about it. My $19 service covers most of them.
You know, every time you talk about it publicly, you increase the odds of it getting shut down.
It's capped right now, so I feel pretty safe.
Capped? What does capped mean?
No more subscribers.
Oh, you've been grandfathered in.
Yes, but every now and then they open it up where I can pick and choose who I want to let in, which is feels good. Feels like I have power.
Well, you're like the guy at the
what velvet, the hell, man?
The velvet yeah. rope?
What the hell? I'm right here.
Well, I gotta vet you. I got to go through a vetting process.
We've known each other for 12 years.
Yeah.
But not only that, he does all your bidding for you.
I know. Basically, what I'm saying is I can be bought.
You would have thought the Gabe would have bought you by now.
How many more rides to the airport do you need?
Why? What are the streaming services? Netflix?
Yes. Let's see if you can guess.
Prime?
Yes. Yep.
That's probably it.
That's all you
well,
got?
Well, that's not it.
Prime.
So Netflix Prime.
Nailed it.
They added a new one this year because the South America game is going to be streamed.
Oh, Peacock.
Yep. So Peacock is an exclusive game.
Hulu?
No.
No,
no Hulu? I mean, am I, like Fox, CBS, all those?
Well, yeah. Those are networks.
Yeah. I'm just,
Fox,
there's
CBS,
two more
NBC,
streaming. Two more
two
streaming.
More
you
streaming.
Need.
What do we stream on every day?
Oh, YouTube.
There it is.
Yep.
That's a new one this year.
Okay.
And obviously everybody has access to that. It's free.
And
then there's one more.
I said Peacock, right? Mm-hmm. Pluto?
Where do I work?
You work at ESPN.
And then?
Plus.
There it is.
I've got that. I'm covered.
So those are all the streaming services you need to watch every single game this
and
year.
And NFL Network, too.
Yes, that's a network. Yeah. Fold that in.
Can you get NFL Network if you have basic cable or
no.
is that okay? So there you go. So you have to pay extra to get NFL mm-hmm. Network.
I believe you do get access to that through NFL Plus if you subscribe to the premium NFL Plus.
Okay, still paying something.
Very well
you
made.
get yeah.
So you have to pay for Peacock, you have to pay for Netflix, you
yep.
have to pay for Prime, you have mm-hmm. to pay for Plus, and mm-hmm. you have to pay for the NFL Network.
Yes. Well, and again, pay for ESPN if you want to pay for basic cable.
But the only thing that stinks about all these streaming networks are the announcers, and that's why they should give you the option to listen to John Madden if you want to.
The only thing
Am I
that
right?
stinks.
Again.
Why? What do you think stinks? I mean,
the amount of money it would cost me to be able to watch every game. That's what stinks. Oh.
Like, I watched it on Netflix last year. It was fine. It wasn't great.
Didn't you win that $1,000 from Craig? What are you complaining about, Joshy?
Benton went to Chicago.
Yeah, I was about to say that. I mean, Joshy only got half of that. I mean, there's the Mussolini tax that you got to pay on that.
That is a hefty tax.
Might be more than a 50% tax. Not quite sure.
The problem is, guys, people are going to do it. You know,
yeah, which is why the NFL continues to do it.
And you know what people are going to do is they're going to dig their heels and they're going to be like, I'm not paying that. And then the morning of the game, they're going to be going through withdrawal and they're going to be like, all right, just sign up for it. And then, you know, end up.
But what the NFL still does right. So we listed off all those to watch a Packers game this year. The only thing you need is an antenna because all those games with the TV rights deals they have, if you're in Green Bay and if you're in Milwaukee, all those games end up on over-the-air television.
What, even Netflix?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
That's the one thing they can hang their hat on is the local networks will always have your local team on. Now, if you're in Madison, things get a little tricky.
Okay.
I don't know why they don't give the whole state.
Because that's not the home market. Yeah, it's either Green Bay or Milwaukee. So I've never had that issue. Like, as a kid, I didn't have cable growing up. But to watch Sunday night games, it would always be on, you know, have the antenna,
the rabbit ears,
make sure it's pointed towards Milwaukee and grab one of those, whatever station it happened to be on.
It seems to me like an exercise in futility at this point to try and say, hey, I wish it wasn't this way. It's just going to keep going this way, and it's probably going to end up in a spot where the playoffs are like subscription based.
Well, we've seen that. They've put a game exclusive. They've put games exclusively
right.
on Peacock.
I'm saying like the whole thing. And like
the entire playoffs
and like the Super Bowl being a pay-per-view. How far are we away from that? Because they are going to take every piece.
That would be dumb.
Would it? Or would it make them billions and billions of more dollars?
We were talking about
you've got to have earlier on the show. I mean, there's a break-even point there because they're already getting how much money per commercial. And if you go to a pay-per-view format, you're going to get not as much per commercial. Because...
Do you think?
Yeah, because those companies aren't going to pay, because your viewership is going to go down.
I don't know enough about the pay-per-view model, to be honest with you. I feel like maybe, Gay, because of your wrestling experience, maybe you're more familiar with the structure of that. Like, when you're watching a pay-per-view event for wrestling, are there commercials?
Yeah, there are. If you do not have, so they're all, for WWE, they're all on Peacock. And depending upon the tier of Peacock that you have, sometimes they might show you a video promoting the match, leading into the match, or you get commercials.
So, and they must have done all of the math. They have crunched those formulas to know what the rate has to be at each spot so that they are still making money, even if you opt out of the ads, right?
Yeah,
well, they theoretically aren't using the ads.
Yeah, but you are paying more as the customer to avoid those, right? Your Peacock premium or whatever the tiers are of Peacock.
Not me. You know what else I get? Pay-per-view. Free.
You know, I could care less about your little sister.
See, now the fact that he said that means he really cares.
Yeah, well, it's completely irrelevant to the discussion we're having.
I'll invite, no, you won't.
I'm just telling you about the value, the smart value that I have in my streaming service.
The illegal?
It's not illegal, as far as you know.
Peter weighing in on the Carbless Talking text line, guys. He says, don't give in. Support your local bars and establishments. Watch the games there. I suppose if you want to, you do that on a lot of Sundays.
I love it.
Go to the bar. They got all the televisions on various games. And
you got food right there. It's lush.
Most importantly, beverages.
Yeah. I just don't want to do Jägermeister, okay? Stop coming up to me, and I don't want to do a shot. I'm not 12.
12-year-olds don't do shots.
No, sure don't.
Sorry. Oh, they do.
Gabe loves a little Jäger.
Gabe does?
A little Black Magic every once in a while. Start your Saturday off right.
You know what I love is a Fireball. I love Fireball shot.
You and Homer?
Maybe.
It's too cinnamon. Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
No, 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 no. Cinnamon. What are you doing?
Cinnamon.
He's not giving you the cable. He's not giving you the luggage.
Well, only got to. I got to try somehow, Jen.
Did you know cinnamon?
Got to let him off the hook.
Did you know?
Enlighten us.
Did you know cinnamon. Cinnamon is flammable.
No.
Yes.
I knew that because one of the bars around here serves a drink that Mussolini likes that they always light on fire.
And they
light
the cinnamon on fire.
And it ticks me off. I don't want a fire around my drinks.
Yes.
Stop with all the gussying it up. Serve me the drink.
Where do you want fire? like campfire. Fireplace. That's it, right? Yeah. Like
neighbor's house next door. I look like a hero.
At the end of a cigarette I'm smoking.
That's about it. Uh-huh. Yeah. Maybe the broiler every once in a while. You gotta broil something. All right, we gotta take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We'll wrap up the show right for this. Stick around.
I'm excited because today is the day. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin coming over to my house. And right now, there's no better time to upgrade your windows and doors because Pella is offering up to 6 years of 0% financing. I've got my free in-home consultation coming today. I commit to nothing at this point. They can come in to your home as well. They'll listen to your vision, suggest the Pella materials and customizations to make it a reality, then get 0% financing for up to 6 years. Certain restrictions apply. Deal ends May 31st, 2025, so visit PellaWI.com today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What's the one thing you say almost weekly here on the show?
Less eat.
Try again.
I don't know.
What's the one thing you've got?
Big boobs.
You've got time.
Oh, time.
You've got time.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
We got there.
I needed a few more hints.
Yeah. What? You put you in a... That's Dave's fault.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go. If you're going through Bucks withdrawal, might I recommend Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. It's presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Behind the Bucks dives deep into Bucks and Six, a culture unknowingly created by Brandon Jennings. You can take a look inside his story, the origin of Bucks and Six, how it became a rallying cry, and what it truly means to Jennings and Bucks fans alike. Find Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher. I'm not really sure that we put anything on the polls this morning, but I'm walking out of the studio today a winner. Because I got this new Masters cap from Adam Schefter, and I forgot my hat today, and I said when I walked in, I like having a hat on, and now I got a hat.
You're welcome.
It all worked out. Well, because you talk about them, you're going to take credit for this. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. So I don't think you can roll your eyes anymore when Adam and I take a little golf time because you got a hat on.
Yeah. And it's not a cheap hat. I thought we might be getting the...
Like the giveaways.
Yeah. That's legit hat.
Where the Masters is just a sticker and yeah. Starts peeling off.
I got one of those. That's my sweat hat. It's gross.
I'm with you. I got hats I run in. Yes. I got hats I work out in. And then I got hats that are just for going out and keeping the sun off my face.
Turn yellow?
Well, I have like sunscreen on. Yeah, they turn gross. They're
yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, I have a green hat that is no longer green. It's the dog walking, lawn mowing.
Mowing the hat.
And all the ones where it's like, I don't care what I look like when I'm doing this activity.
Yeah.
Anything physical? Yeah, no. That's but the hat.
Sometimes those hats look better. Like farmer's hats always look cool.
Well, they don't look better.
That's because you're a grinder.
No, yeah. They look
and you appreciate the grind.
They have cachet. They have like.
Character.
Yeah. Yeah, like you know that he earned that hat, you
yes.
Know, as opposed to me where I get a new one every week. Go to the draft, get a hat. Adam Schefter, get a hat. I actually am getting my closet redone, and I had to say, and where am I putting my hats? You know, that's a thing you guys have,
who
right?
Who redoes a closet? Please help us, enlighten us.
What do you mean, who redoes a closet?
I mean, you got a basement, you got a kitchen. Oh, maybe I'll just redo my closet. Is that code for, like, I need more space? We're blowing out a wall.
Closet by Design is redoing the closet.
There you have it. Just had to get to the bottom of that.
Hooks everywhere, Chewy.
Yes.
Will, Dan, Tosh is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great one, everybody.